Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Miserable by Choice. It is essential to make oneself used to putting up with a little. Even the wealthy and the well-provided are continually met and frustrated by difficult times and situations. It is in no man's power to have whatever he wants, but he has it in his power to not wish for what he hasn't got, and cheerfully make the most of things that do come his way. Seneca. So a number of years after graduating from college, I had a pretty good job out in Minnesota working as a software developer. And one day, just before our company party was going to happen, and our company party was going to be on a boat that was going to go around Lake Minnetonka, which was a beautiful lake in just outside of Minneapolis, where there were lots of very, very large and beautiful homes, and the lake itself was absolutely gorgeous. So for me, an evening of cruising around on a lake on a boat with great food and seeing all these beautiful homes sounded like a great time. And I turned to one of my coworkers and I asked him if he was excited about the evening. And he said, "No, I'm not going because it would make me miserable." And I was a little bit intrigued by this. So I asked him, "What do you mean it's going to make you miserable?" And he said, "Looking at all those beautiful homes that are so big and all those people have all that money just makes me so miserable because I don't have that kind of money and I don't live in that kind of house." And honestly, I was kind of shocked by this. We were both doing pretty well. We were both young in our careers, but we're making pretty decent money as software developers. So I went that evening, had a great time riding around the lake with, you know, my other coworkers and having a great meal and seeing the beautiful scenery. And I still remember it to this day, how much fun that was. Now, the Stoics are always reminding us to appreciate what we have, and that when we put our value on things that are outside of ourselves, in this case, my friend was putting his value based upon wealth and happiness, then we basically have given up control of our happiness. We put it on things that are outside of ourselves that we don't have control over. And honestly, in my experience, I found that oftentimes when we desire something like that, when we place such a high value on something outside of ourselves, once we get that thing, we're really not that much happier. Or if we are happier, we're only happier for a shorter period of time, only wanting to get the next better and greater thing. When we create that happiness inside of ourselves and appreciate what we already have, then we have already created our own happiness and our own contentment. Now, does this mean that we should not strive to get those things we want? No, I don't think so at all. If you want a bigger and better house, if you want a nicer, faster car, then go ahead and work for that. Working for and striving for those things is not bad in and of itself. But when you place all of your happiness on that thing, then you make yourself miserable by choice. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.